You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me what you're doing to try to, quote, eat better.
This weekend just all went to hell. I had a viewing, a funeral, family in town, and it was just nonstop eating out and reception and burying your feelings in food and da-da-da-da-da. So right. Back at it on a Monday. But shakes, man. We are into shakes. We do protein shakes every day and green shakes now. The vegetable / fruit powders that taste like you're eating dirt. I'm big into that right now. So replacing a meal with my dirt shake. And that seems to help drop the LBs pretty darn quick.
Mm.
Yeah. How about you? Just
general. Is it the kind that you can hang on to, though? I mean, is that the kind where as soon as you stop doing that, it all comes right back? Or
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the thing where it's just I want to change my lifestyle overall.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't go back to, eating handfuls of chips or eating this or eating that. I'm trying to train my brain,
it's
what nutritionists have been saying for, 50 years.
Diet and exercise, what?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the whole getting into the routine of actually doing it every day. And that's why I'm liking the shakes, because you just keep the little, magic bullet there up on the counter with your tub of stuff. And every day when I get home, that's what I try to do for lunch, throw an apple in it or a banana and it'll fill you up, surprisingly. And you just got to stay away from snacking, for God's sakes. We had that story last week during trending about how many people are skipping meals now and just snacking the entire day.
Yep.
And it's hard to do when everybody's working from home,
I am back on the sugar is poison bandwagon because I'm a sugar addict. I mean, I have a sweet tooth. That's my thing, is chocolate and bread. I mean, those two things.
Mm.
I'm a freak for that stuff. So I'm trying to get better. But here's the reason I bring all this up is because my stepdaughter is finally coming aboard this way of thinking. She's 19 years old. She's going to be 20 here pretty soon. College student. And you know how when you get into college, you're like, I'm invincible. I can eat anything I want. Right?
Yeah.
The freshman 15, they call it, and all of that. And she's like, oh, I got to get my act together. I've got to quit eating so much crap. Because it was not unlike her on her way home from work. She, full-time student and a full-time job. It wasn't unlike her to stop, after work. She'd be like, oh, I don't want to wait till I get home. So she'd just go through the drive-thru at Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, she's trying to be all better. And apparently she downloaded this app. And the app tells you how good or bad foods are for you. And they do it by putting a number associated with it.
So simply. It's simple.
Are you saying that is a brand name of the app?
No, that's just a simple way of looking at it. Like what? Like hamburger is a 5, which is bad. It doesn't. Is that kind of how it lays it out?
It's a 1 to 100.
Okay.
Okay. So if you plugged in, for instance, broccoli, you'd probably get 99.
Sure.
Because the higher the number is, the better it is.
Yeah.
For you, right? You could plug in, I don't know what, kale, and it'd probably be upper 90s. You could plug in
cheeseburger, and it would be a 5.
Cheeseburger would probably be,
probably. So that's what I'm saying. It's kind of idiot-proof. You look at this, you're like, okay, cheeseburger, bad, make a 5.
Yeah, but you can, from 1 to 100, I mean, there's a lot of variance. I'm sure a cheeseburger has some redeeming qualities to it. So it might be like an 18 or a 24 or something, but it, an apple is probably, 88 to 90. I don't know. I don't have the app.
So you can set a goal to say, I'm only going to eat things with a value of 75 and over, essentially.
Yeah, you could.
Like if you're really trying to eat healthy and diet.
I think what it is, it's an eye-opening app.
Hmm.
But the reason I bring it up is because she is that 19-year-old who, when she goes to the grocery store, might get a few things that she, quote, needs, right? Like, stuff for breakfast and eggs and all that stuff. But then, she'll throw something else in the cart. And she's got her favorite junk foods. And this, to me, was just hilarious. She walked in the other day. She goes, well, I plugged in Chips Ahoy into my app.
Mm-hmm. Cookies.
And the app came back and said, 1.
Oh, really?
It gave it a 1? 1.
Probably. Have you read the ingredients list on the Chips Ahoy? It's like a novel.
I don't want to read the ingredients list.
Oh,
but I mean,
wow.
It caused all of us to really laugh for a while. She goes, because when she said that, I'm thinking it's probably an 8, you know, maybe a 6, maybe a 12.
Yeah, you found the bottom. You found the bottom of the bucket, man.
The bottom of it.
So did she still buy them?
Well, I mean, there are some in the pantry I saw, but I doubt she's going to be buying any more.
Okay.
But I just had to laugh. She found a 1.
Got the 1.
And God love them, the Chips Ahoy, which are one of God's
was it crunchy
great
or chewy,
creations.
Though? Crunchy or chewy?
I think she's crunchy.
Okay, that's what I'm going after, too. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hate to break to you. And I don't know. You might be able to find an app that makes those an 88. I don't know. You don't buy an app until it gives you the scores you want.
Right. Oh, that's funny. Stay away from the cookies.